规矩了，就是我可以不用戴这个口罩。
The last time I was standing here was 2 years ago.
上一次我站在这里说是两年以前。
I also preached a couple of times online last year.
在这个网站上我也教了大概有两次。
And this year, this is the first time.
所以今天是真的在第一次实体的敬拜在这里。
I'm glad to be back.
非常高兴能够回来。
First one, disclosure. I have taken vaccine three times already. So don't worry about it.
Okay, 我已经打过疫苗了三次了，所以大家不用担心。
Not only that, the last 2 years, for different occasions, I've been tested and all negative.
Yeah, 因为我要到处旅游的缘故，所以我到处都通过检验。
The last time I was tested was about maybe a week. A month ago, for some other reason.
上一次要检验的时候，我大概是一个月以前。
So I was all negative, all vaccine proved, no problem. For those who's afraid, they probably online, not here.
所以我是完全是没有问题的，请大家放心。
Okay. See, I can't read the top.
又到了，又到了 long there.
So because it's kind of a long passage, so I didn't print it either. So I'm going to read. This is passage. So hopefully you have read it. You can open your Bible. I'm not going to read it. Okay.
So
I'm going to read it. Open your Bible of your cell phone. So along the way, I'm going to read the words.
好，请大家就是追随着吧，我大概不会再念了，你们就追随这个经文，主要是哥林多前书四章一到八节，你们可以打开你们的圣经或者看墙上的 PowerPoint， 甚至你们看你们手机的经文。
不要另外打开。
好，这可以了。
这个，因为这都是这个。
这个就是太小了，对，
yeah.
没问题。好，你们可以看查看你们圣经，好了吧？哥林多前书四章一到八节。嗯，
没有电了。可以。Okay, today's topic, I'm going to skip reading them. Today's topic is triumphant ministry.
今天的信息是讲夸胜的侍奉。
First and foremost, I'm going to tell you, if you are willing,If you are willing today,
首先我要跟各位讲说，如果你愿意的话
，If you study today's passage,
如果你读了今天的这个经文
，You allow the Holy Spirit to change you,
然后你也愿意圣灵来改变你
，And you're going to be transformed today.
你今天会有所改变。
I can't guarantee that because I don't know if you're willing or not.
我不能够百分之百的保证，因为我不知道您到底是愿不愿意。
So if you want to be changed, today is the first day you're going to change.
如果您愿意改变的话，今天可能就是您改变的第一天。
But God will change you, not yourself. You're just willing to do it.
所以神会改变你，如果你心里愿意的话，神会改变你。
So today's passage is First Corinthians, chapter 4:1-8.
哥林多前书四章一到八节。
When you read the passage, you kind of have a negative feeling about the passage.
当你在读这个经文的时候，也许你会比较一些负面的感受。
But negative things can change you.
但是即使是负面，也能够改变您的生命。
Not other people's negative things, but also yourself.
不但是别人带来的负面，包括你自己的负面的东西。
I learn from my mistakes.
我是从我自己的错误中学到功课的。
So did you.
您也可以。
But we're always afraid of making mistakes.
但是我们很多人很怕去犯错误。
But today, hopefully, the passage and the Holy Spirit can change you.
希望今天的经文以及圣灵能够改变您。
Let's look at the background of today's passage.
今天经文的背景是
Apostle Paul founded the Church of Corinth in his second journey.
保罗在第二次传道的 旅途中建立了哥林多教会。
After that, he's got a lot of reports about the Church of Corinth.
然后事后他有许多别的工作。
Apostle Paul wrote three letters, one missing.
然后他对这个哥林教事实上是写了三封书信，其中有一封是遗失了。
When you study 1 Corinthians, you know they have a lot of problems.
当你读这个哥林多前后书的时候，你已经知道这个教会有很多的问题。
First and foremost, the Apostle Paul talked about the problem they have starting in chapter 1.
所以最重要的问题就是保罗在第一章所提到的。
Chapter 1.It was reported that they have division among themselves.
所以第一章就提到他们教会有结党纷争的情况。
What kind of division? They are calling people, they are telling people that I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, I follow Cephas, I follow Christ.
所以各立山头，有人说我是追随保罗的。有人说我是追随亚波罗的，我是追随基法的，有人说我是追随耶稣的。
In chapter 2, it tells us the reason why Paul came to Corinth.
那第二章就是保罗说我为什么要到你们这个教会。
Paul says that he did not come proclaiming the testimony of God with lofty speech and wisdom.
所以他说我来你们教会并不是用我们这所谓属人的一些高言大志来传讲属神的事情。
Except Christ, Him crucified.
除了神耶稣基督为我们死的事情以外，我没有什么 好讲的。
He then explained that all these were revealed by the Holy Spirit.
然后他说这些都是显露透过圣灵来显露给我的，神告诉我的。
So in chapter 3, it gives a glimpse of the dispute in the church.
所以第三章就稍微让我们看到教会有些纷争的事情。
The people in the church of Corinth disagree who gets the credit when people get converted.
所以有些人就是各自说，哎，有人信主是我的功劳。
In verse 6, Paul says, I planted Apollos water that God gave the growth.
所以在第六节保罗就说我栽种了亚波罗浇灌了唯有神叫他生长。
Verse 7, so neither he who plants nor he waters is anything but only God who gives the growth.
所以第七节他就说可见栽种的算不得什么浇灌的也算不了什么只有在那叫他生长的神。
Then he also clarified, nobody else but Christ who laid the foundation.
然后他接着讲明白说，没有任何的人能够建立这个基础，除了基耶稣基督以外。
In verse 11, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
然后在第四节他说，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
In verse 18, then Paul says, "Don't deceive yourself."
然后接着在第十八节，他就说：“人不可自欺。”
Because the earthly wisdom is nothing from God's will.
如果你们中间若有人，在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙。
Verse 19.For the wisdom of this world is folly with God.
第十九节他说因为这世界的智慧在神看来都是愚拙的。
The context of today's passage is division and chaos in the church of Corinth.
所以今天主要信息是讲到在教会这个领导阶层的所谓的分派以及纷争。
This is the first thing that Paul talks about in the whole book of the first book of Corinthians.
所以这是在这个哥林多前书里面第一
This is the first thing he talks about.
他第一次谈到这个事情。
So what is a triumphant ministry?
所以什么叫做夸胜的侍奉呢？
When I talk about ministry, I make a broad view on ministry.
所以当我谈到侍奉，我是一个很宽的一个定义。
Ministry is not just church ministry.
所以侍奉不只是说在教会里面的侍奉。
Is anything Christian has some influence?
任何基督徒能够有影响力的，我们都可以做算作侍奉。
So you are a minister of your own home.
所以如果您在你的自己家里也可以侍奉。
You are a minister in your fellowship or Sunday school class.
所以你在这个团契里面或者教会的查经班里面，你都可以有侍奉。
So this passage about you and me who are Christians.
所以这个经文是针对你跟我，我们这些基督徒。
So a ministry, when you look at the big picture.
所以您如果以大的观点来看呢，这所谓的侍奉。
A triumphant ministry is it a ministry has a lot of people.
所以这个叫做夸胜的侍奉是有许多人在一起的侍奉。
That means big churches.
也很可能是一个很大的教会。
Is it a ministry with lots of assets and money?
Yeah, 大的教会有很多的资源，包括财产的等等的。
If you define that, you see a lot of associations and activities and also some kind of company. And they have lots of money. They have lots of people.
所以您可以看到有许多大的组织等等的，他们有许多有要人有人要钱有钱有各种的资源。
A triumphant ministry.
所以一个
has three major ingredients.
夸胜的侍奉有三个主要的成分。
A triumphant ministry, number one, a triumphant ministry must be serving Christ. In verse 1.
第一个主要的成分是必须是服侍基督。
It says in verse 1, this is how one should regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God.
所以第四章的第一节就讲说，人当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
This verse clearly says that we are servants of Christ.
这里很简单、清楚、明白告诉我们是服侍基督的。
That means we are serving Christ, our master, not people.
也就是说，我们的主人，我们侍奉的主人是耶稣基督，不是别的。
A lot of time we lose sight.The ultimate purpose of ministry.
很多时候我们侍奉下来失去了焦聚点。
We are serving Christ through serving people.
我们把侍奉人透过侍奉人来侍奉神。
In reality, many of us are tired and burned out after years of service.
很多人是因为经年累月的这样侍奉下去，就变得非常的疲惫不堪。
It is a sign of resolute focus in ministry.
就是我们在这个侍奉中，你失去了焦聚点了。
We know that we are servants of Christ. Everybody knows it.
我们都知道我们是来服侍基督的。
Given that you are a genuine Christian.
如果您是真正基督徒的话，我们都知道这点。
But when things are not working out and as we expected.
但是如果事情不像我们所想象那样进行的话，
Some of us get dejected and upset.
很多人会觉得灰心丧志。
Things didn't work out as we planned.
呀，怎么搞？事情好像不像我们所想象那样发展呢？
Some people get hurt.
有些人就觉得他们受到了伤害。
Or even angry at one another.
甚至对别人发怒气。
The pathway to triumphant ministry is often broken beyond repair.
所以我们的侍奉之道往往变成支离破碎，以至于连修复都不可能。
Brothers and sisters, with Christ as our Lord and Savior, we must overcome this.
弟兄姐妹们，既然耶稣基督是我们的救主，我们就必须能够克服这样的问题。
Part of problems is our egos and our pride is in a way.
很多时候我们的自我中心，我们的骄傲变成我们的阻挡我们的道路。
Are we serving Christ or people?
我们是在服侍主呢，还是服侍人呢？
A triumph of ministry must be serving Christ.
做一个夸胜的侍奉必须是在服侍基督。
Number two,A triumphant ministry must be managing the mystery of God.
夸胜的侍奉第二个主要的成分必须是管理神的奥秘。
In verse 1, Paul says we are stewards of the mystery of God.
在这个第一节他说我为神奥秘事的管家。
And then he says, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God or the mystery of God with lofty speech and wisdom.
然后他说我来你们这里不是想要以这个高言大志来谈谈论神的事情。
In the Chinese Union version, it uses the word mystery.
在中文翻译翻成奥秘。
But in English translation, most of them use the word testimony.
但是英文的翻译把它翻成 testimony 就是见证这个字眼。
So in here the Bible says the mystery of God, what is it?
所以这里讲到说什么叫做神的奥秘呢？到底是什么是神的奥秘？
So when you read closely in verse 2 says, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ Him crucified.
所以这里讲到因为我立定的主意只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架的事情。
So when you look at the other passage, one is the Colossians 2:2.
所以很多你看如果参考许多别的经文其中有一个是哥罗西书二章二节。
Paul tells the Colossians that God's mysteryIs Christ.
保罗就告诉说神的奥秘就是耶稣基督自己。
So you talk about mystery. There's only one mystery.
所以这个所谓的奥秘其实就是指的基督。
God's mystery is Christ.
所以神的奥秘指的就是基督。
So when you look further,
所以您再看的话,
in Ephesians 3:3-4, it talks about the mystery of Christ.
这里在这个以弗所书三章三到四节也提到神的奥秘。
In verse 5, when you look at it, it says, which was not made known to sons of men in other generations as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
So what is that mystery then?
所以这个奥秘到底是什么呢？
In verse 6 Paul says the mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, in particular of the promise of in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
所以在第六节保罗就讲明白说这个奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里面借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
So in a nutshell, the mystery of Christ is the mystery of Christ who is the Savior of all people.
所以讲到耶稣基督的奥秘，就是外邦人进的福音同为后嗣。
And then point number two says, if we have a triumphant ministry, we must manage.The mystery of God.
然后接着说，如果是你是神的好管家的话，你就必须能够管理神的奥秘。
So managing the mystery of God is plan to preach the gospel.
所以所谓管理神的奥秘，就是能够有计划性的能够传讲神的这个福音。
So a triumphant ministry must have three things. The first one is serving Christ.
所以夸胜的侍奉有三个主要成分，第一个是服侍基督。
The second one, a triumphant ministry must be managing the mystery of God.
第二个就是能够管理神的奥秘。
So are we doing that?
我们有在这样做吗？
Today, many churches are not actually organizing in a way that preaching the gospel in a systematic way.
今天很多教会并不是照着这个管理的方法去做的。
In reality, many churches are attending the needs of the members, such as providing their needs, just like spiritual growth and Christian living.
今天的教会很多时候他们 主要的那个精力是放在照顾教会的会友，好比他们属灵的成长、生活的需要，还有一些所谓人际关系的一些问题等等。
That's right. That's like fixing problems.
就是主要就在解决问题。
We do that every day.
每天都是有不断的问题发生。
Don't get me wrong, these are important.
请您不要误会我哈。
But the better way is preventing problems.
解决问题帮助会友是好的，但是有个更好的方法就是能够让他们防患于未然。
So if I met, triumphant ministry has three major ingredients.
所以夸胜的侍奉有三个主要的成分。
Serving Christ.
服侍基督。
Managing the mystery of God.
管理神的奥秘。
So third one.
第三个。
Being faithful.
具备忠心。
What does it mean by faithful?
为什么叫做忠心呢？
Some Bible translations use the word trustworthy.
有的圣经把它翻译做信那个信牢靠。
In verse 2 it says, Moreover, it is required of stewards that they are found faithful.
这里讲对于管家的要求就是要他忠心，在第二个经节，对管家的要求就是要他忠心。
I think most seasoned Christians believe that we are not only believers in Christ, children of God, but also servants of Christ and stewards of God.
我想大部分的基督徒都认为，不但我们是能够称为神的仆人、神的儿女，而且我们还是神的管家、神的仆人、神的管家。
A steward should not have self-interest.
所谓管家呢，就是你不应该有自我的利益。
He manages the master's possessions according to the master's instruction.
所以他是完全遵照主人的嘱咐来管理主人的产业。
None of the things he managed that he owns.
他所管理的没有一样东西是属于他自己的。
One day, the steward gonna be given an account to the master.
所以有一天他必须在主人面前交账的。
This is called faithfulness and trustworthiness.
这就是所谓的忠心的牢靠的服事。
Are today's church ministry faithful?
今天的教会的服事是有这样做吗？
On the one hand, so many smaller churches are struggling with to survive both ministries and finances.
所以一方面看到许多所谓的小的教会经常是在所谓的资源包括钱财的资源中这边挣扎。
On the other hand, many mega churches with huge campuses are vibrant on the outside.
另一方面看到许多所谓的大的教会人各方面的资源都非常的充沛，外表起来看是火红。
Are these churches faithful?
这些教会就代表他们是忠心吗？
Given that the triumphant ministry must be serving Christ,
我们提到侍奉跨圣的侍奉必须是服侍基督，
Managing the mystery of God,
管理神的奥秘，
and also being faithful.
而且必须要具备忠心。
Are triumphant ministry difficult to accomplish?
那这么说，夸胜的侍奉是不是很难能够完达到呢？
Is it an impossible task?
是否是一个不可能的一个任务呢？
Especially for local churches.
特别是我们的小的教会，区域性的教会。
Let's take a look at practical applications.
我们来看一下所谓的这实际上的这一些 例子原则实用上的时候原则
Number four is practical application, practicing faithfully.
第四样就是讲到实践忠心如何实践这个忠心
In verses 3 to 8, the Apostle Paul gives the Corinthians some admonishment, saying it mildly.
所以您看到三到八节的时候也许你会觉得好像保罗以一种比较缓和的方式好像在谴责这些哥林多教会的人
Here we can get three principles that we can use while we practicing faithfully
所以这里我们从中可以学习几样原则让我们怎么样能够实践我们的忠心
Number one judge by others is a very small thing
第一样被人论断是一件小事
Let's look at verse 3
我们看一下第三节。
But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself.
所以保罗说，我被你们论断或被人间法庭审判，我都认为是极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。
Have you ever been judged or criticized by others while serving in?
当你在侍奉的时候是有是不是有没有曾经被人论断过呢
Constructive criticism is good.
有建设性的评论是好是件好事
If it is done with good intention.
如果是他的动机是好的
If someone judges you with wrong motive and hoping you to fail, will you get mad at that
但是如果这个人出发点是坏的希望你能够失败的，那你是不是会对这个人动怒呢
？Let's look at Paul's situation in verse 4.
所以我们再看一下保罗的境况。
For I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me.
所以在第四节他说：“我虽然问心无愧，却不能因此自以为意，因为判断我的是主。”
Paul says that he is not acquitted of the accusation, even he is not aware of any wrongdoings, but God will judge him eventually by disclosing the purposes and the heart.
Yeah, 所以保罗就他的态度就是说，你们论断我，对我来说，我问心无愧，然后我也甚至也不会自以为意，因为最后判断的是看人心的主。
Let's look at verse 5.
我们看到第五节。
Verse 5 says, therefore do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light of the things not hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart, then each one will receive his commendation from God.
第五节讲说，所以时候还没有到，你们不要批评，只等到主来。他要照出黑暗中的隐情，显明人心里的动机。那时，个人要从神那里得着称赞。
In many ministries, people get upset with one another.
很多时候我们会彼此都会有些生气哈，彼此动怒。
People get hurt.
有人是得到伤害，觉得受到伤害了。
Have you ever been hurt?
你有没有受过伤害呢
？While serving a church，
当你在教会侍奉的时候
，About 20 years ago，
大概在20年以前
，In my home church in Walnut，
我的教会是在核桃市的一个教会。
I was nominated by the nomination committee to be one of the trustees of the church。
我是被这个提名委员会提名成为教会的托管委员会其中的一员。
Our church has three concurrent trustees.
我们的所谓托管委员会是有三个人。
But I was nominated for one position. That one position was up.
Yeah, 因为那个时候有一个职位是开放的，所以我被提名。
I was notified by the nomination committee that there will be a meeting Sunday after church.
所以这个提名委员会就告诉我说，在这个教会完了以后，有一个会议要我参加。
So at the meeting, the three current trustees showed up.
Okay, 在这个会议中，这个当时的这个三位托管委员会中的托管人都出现了。
They told the trustees, they told the nomination committee, and the nominating committee announced that all three trustees opposed to my nomination.
所以他们对这个提名委员会说，他们三个人都反对我的提名。
One of the trustees stood up.
其中一个人站起来说。
He said he didn't like I participate in the business meeting and the way that I did.
他就说，他对我在这个教会的这个会员大会里面，一些动作不太满意，非常反对。
Basically, we at that time we have like every 3 months we have a church business meeting, and then also we have open forum.
对，那个时候就是我们教会大概每三个月就有一次所谓的会员大会，然后大家都可以公开的发言。
I've been around for a few years at that time. I've been with the church.
我那个时候在教会已经有几年了。
I already served as a Sunday school teacher.
对，我那个时候是主日学老师。
And given my background, I do have a lot of questions during business meeting.
因为我自己的背景、我的教育等等，所以我会有很多的。问题，我会提出很多的问题。
The trustee said there's nothing wrong with the content of my questions during this meeting.
所以他们说你所提问的内容是一点问题都没有。
He just didn't like the way that I asked them.
但是我这个发言的这个态度，他们觉得他们很不高兴，很不爽。
So, what happened?I didn't withdraw. I didn't get hurt.
所以到后来我也没有退出，我也没有觉得受到伤害。
And the nomination committee did not withdraw my nomination.
然后这个提名委办他们也没有撤销我的提名。
And I got elected and served 3 years.
然后我被选上了，然后就服侍了三年之久。
Should I have been upset?
我是不是那个时候是不是应该觉得很不爽呢，很不高兴呢？
If you were me, would you have been upset?
如果你是我的话，你会不会是有点心里不高兴呢？
You probably most people would have been upset.
我想大部分大家都心里都会不高兴。
But I didn't feel anything.
但是我一点没有觉得说不高兴。
I serve God.
因为我知道我服侍的是主，不是人。
So the apostle Paul says, judge by other is a very small thing.
所以保罗就说，被别人论断，小事一桩啦。
When you get criticized in ministry, would you get upset?
当你在侍奉时候被人家批评的时候，你会觉得不高兴吗？
I have met, hurt.Many believers has been hurt by church and people.
所以我在我的经历中也看到很多或者听到很多这些弟兄姐妹在侍奉的时候，因为别人的批评而受到伤害，以至于退出。
They quit serving and they moved to other church.
他们就退出了，然后就离开了教会。
But Paul says.Judged by other is a very small thing.
但是保罗告诉我们说，被别人论断批评是一件太小的事情了，小事一桩。
Then he goes on to say, the Lord will judge the purpose of the hearts of all believers.
因为他说，就神会看个人的心来，心里的动机来，判来这个来审判你。
And Paul says, I'm not even judging myself, but I'm not acquitted.
保罗就说，我甚至自己都不审判论判自己。
In verse 5 says, therefore do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes. Who will judge in light of the things now hidden in the darkness and will disclose the purpose of the heart? Then each one will receive his commendation from God.
所以第五节讲说，所以时候还没有到，你们不要批评，只等到主来，他要照出黑暗中的隐情，显明人心中的动机，那时个人要从神那里得着称赞。
So a triumphant ministry have three ingredients.
所以有三个要点。
Not only church ministry, but also your personal ministry has three ingredients.
不但是教会的侍奉，包括你个人的侍奉，生活中的侍奉也是有三个主要的要成分。
Given that you are a genuine Christian, when you serve Christ.
所以您是一个真正的基督徒的话，当你在服侍的时候，您服侍的是基督。
And also you manage the mystery of God that is the gospel.
然后你要管照神的奥秘，那就是神的福音。
You plan.
你计划。
I don't have time to share with the.
我今天没有时间跟你。
Personal testimony about how I plan for sharing the gospel when I travel abroad.
所以我在这个各处旅游跟人家分享福音的时候，我是有计划有准备的。
Number three, being faithful.
第三样就是要具备忠心。
What is faithful? Trustworthy.
什么叫做具备忠心呢？就是要靠得住。
So you follow the instruction of the master and you'll be accountable to God.
然后你就照着主人的吩咐去做，然后你要对主人交账。
So triumphant ministry have three ingredients. I already said it. Then what about practicing? You practice faithfully.
所以前三样讲完以后，我们讲到实际的，就是你怎么样能够实践这个中心呢？
So Paul gives us three principles while practicing as a faithful servant.
所以三到八节，保罗给一些比较实际的，能够实践这个中心的例子。
The first one we already mentioned, judged by others is a very small thing.
所以第一件就是被人家论断是件极小的事。
The second one is do not go beyond what is written.
那第二样就是不可以超越经上所写的。
So when you look at verse 6, Paul says, look at verse 6, Paul says, I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos for your benefits, brothers, that you may learn from us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up.In favor of one against another.
这里第六节讲说，弟兄们，我为你们的缘故拿了这些事来比拟自己和亚波罗，让你们在我们身上学到的不会超过圣经所记的，免得你们中间有人自高自大，看重这个，轻视那个。
It is very common that Christians add things to the Bible.
对，非常常见的一事就是基督徒在神的话语上加添一些话，自己的话语。
Even many pastors would do that, would put their own idea into the Word of God and make their own points.
Yeah, 甚至牧师们也免不了在神的话语上再加添一些自己的东西。
Have you ever noticed that?
你有没有注意到这点呢？
Have you ever done that in your Bible study?
然后你自己在查经班的时候，是不是也犯这样的一个毛病呢？
Have you ever done it as a servant of Christ?
你在服侍神的时候，是不是有这样做过呢？
If you did it not knowingly, are you still a faithful servant of Christ?
如果您是不是故意去犯的话，那你是不是还是一个忠心的仆人呢？
Paul says, by adding your own ideas into God's word, the Corinthians get puffed up in favor of one against another.
所以保罗说，你哥林教会你们这些人如果超过圣经上所写的，那你就变成自高自大，不是看重那个，就是看轻那个。
Today in America, you find plenty of examples of the word of faith movement the prosperity gospel ministries.
所以今天在美国，你看到了很多这样的例子，好比说所谓的成功神学，另外一个就是说叫做 Word of Faith 这个运动，主要是说你如果是照着神的应许祷告去求的话，你就会求来，求不来就是你没有信心。
求不来你没有信心。
Yeah, 求不来就是因为你
没信心。Just name what you want, just like God in Genesis, because we have the image of God.
Yeah, 就好像是在这个创世纪，因为我们是照神的神像所造，所以我们等于是自己有所谓的我们就可以像神一样，说就立定，说就发生。
They say, if you think positively, give generously, and ask specifically, God will make you wealthy and good health.
他们就说你只要是有一种积极向上的精神，然后你在施舍上也很大方，然后呢，你就是跟神能够很仔细的告诉神你要什么的话，然后神会就愿意赐给你财富，赐给你健康。
If you didn't get in, just because you did not have enough faith.
那你如果没有得到怎么办？那就是因为你没信心啊。
Where did you find that in the Bible?
您在圣经里哪一段经文有这样的经文呢？
I found this one.
我找到这个。
If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
耶稣基督在马太福音的时候地方讲到，如果有人愿意跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If you look at other passages, yes, God will provide your needs, but not your wants.
您如果看到别的经文，的确神会供应您的需要，但不是供应您所想要的。
Paul says in verse 6, by adding your own ideas in God's words, the Corinthians get puffed up in favor of one against another.
所以保罗在 这里讲到，就是说如果你们在超越神的话的话，那就是自高自大。
So let's look at another passage in Deuteronomy.
我们在这个生命记看一下生命记所说的
Deuteronomy let me see verse 4 it's right here. Okay, in Deuteronomy Chapter 4, verse 2.
生命记第四章第四章第二节。
He says, You shall not add to the word that I commanded you, nor take it away, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you.
我吩咐你们的话，你们不可以加增，也不可以减少，好使你们遵守我吩咐你们的，那就是耶和华你们的神的命令。
In Proverbs 36, chapter 30, verse 6, it says, Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar.
箴言三十第六节说，他的话语你不可增添，恐怕他责备你，你就表明是说谎的。
Let's look at another verse.
我们再看另外一个经句。
Revelation 22:18-19 says, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecies of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share.In the trees of the life, tree of life, and the holy city, which are described in this book.
启示录二十章十一十八到十九，我警告所有听见这书上预言的人，如果有人在这些预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾难加在他的身上；如果有人从这书上的预言删减什么，神必从这书上所记的生命树和圣城删去他的份。
How many sermons have you heard the preacher says do not add to the Bible?
您听过有多少的这个牧师的教导告诉你说不能够加添，在神的话语上不能任何任意加添？
Do you add things to the Bible?
您会在神的话语上再加添一些东西吗？
How do you know that you haven't done it?
你怎么知道你没做过呢？
So when you look at this Genesis 6,
so 您看一下这个创世纪第三章。
This is the first example of what happened in Genesis 6.
这个是人第一次在神的话语上多加添。
When you look at Genesis 6, verse 3, not Genesis 3, verse 3, Eve says, But God said,You shall not eat the fruits of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.
对，夏娃在这里对神对话的时候，就跟神说，但是神说你不可摸这个树上的。
Chapter 2, when Adam received the command from God, did you see, don't touch it?
所以当您回到第二章，神在吩咐亚当的那个话中有提到说不能摸吗？
No, you didn't find it anywhere.
没有，只是说不能吃。
But Eve says, not even touching the fruit.
但是夏娃就加上这一句，连摸都不行。
Because not in the Bible, Adam didn't say anything. He was standing right next to Eve.
呀，所以这实际上神根本没说这句话。
Happens all the time. Just last week in my Sunday school class.
对，这种事情发生了太多了，就在上个礼拜，在我这个查经班里。
I was not teaching.
我那个礼拜我没有教。
So I was on the web, and then the Sunday school teacher was teaching Acts 3:1-10.
对，我那个时候只是在网站上，我并没有教，教课的老师。教的是《使徒行传》三章一到十节。
The apostle Peter and Paul, Peter and John healed a man, a lame man.
在这里我们看到，使徒保罗跟约翰医治了一个瘸子。
He was begging for money.
这个瘸子就在那个圣殿门口在那边要钱的，是一个乞讨。
Peter and John gazed at the lame person.
然后保罗跟彼得就看定睛注目看着他说
So Peter and John, not 保罗
Sorry Peter and John 彼得跟约翰
And Peter said I have no silver and gold But what I do have I give to you In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth Rise up and walk
所以这个彼得跟约翰就对这个瘸子说金跟银我都没有，我有的只是拿撒勒人耶稣。现在我奉他的名让你站起来。
So in verses 7 and 8, it says, And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Verse 8, And leaping up, he stood up and began to walk.And enter the temple with them walking and leaping and praising.
所以我们看到从第七章开始，这个瘸子，他们就扶着他的右手，让他起来。然后这个瘸子，他的脚骨头就马上觉得好了，然后他就到处的跳跃，然后可以行走，然后就跟着他们进到了圣殿，开始称赞神。
Let's go back to last week's Sunday school class.
好，我们现在再回到我这个上个礼拜在主日学发生的事情。
One of the students made a comment at the last minute of the class.
所以有一个同学就在课堂的快结束就讲了这么一句话，他讲了这么一句话。
He goes, I think the lame man also had faith in God.
他说啊，我相信这个瘸子是对神是有信心的。
This is one of the miracles. Nothing about faith is mentioned.
这个奇迹，中我们在经文中没有看到任何提到信心的这个字句。
Because of many Bible teachers emphasize one must have faith to get healed.
因为许多教导圣经的人就强调说，你要得到治疗，一定要有信心才能得到治疗。
If you didn't get healed, just because you did not have faith.
如果你没有得到治疗，那就是因为你自己信心没有信心。
This will be a good Bible study to look at all the miracles in the Bible. Which one mentioned faith? Which one does not?
所以我们可以有时说可以做一个小小的功课的话，你可以收集所有圣经的经节，看到哪些神迹是要需要有信心的，哪些神迹是根本没有提到信心的。
When you look at John 5,
如果你看到约翰福音第五章
，verses 1 through 7,
一到七节。
This is another miracle.
这是另外一个奇迹。
So what happened here?
这里是发生什么事呢？
There was a paralyzed man. He was healed by Jesus on the day of Sabbath.
说有一个瘫子，瘫痪的人，他在这个在这个安息日的时候，耶稣把他治好了。
But the paralyzed man didn't know even who Jesus was. He didn't know who he was after he was healed.
然后这个瘫痪的人呢，他根本不知道耶稣是谁，把他治好的人是谁。
But the paralyzed man was asked by the Jews, "Who healed you?"
然后那些犹太人就说，到底是谁把你治好的呢？
He couldn't answer the question because he didn't know.
我不知道，就是有人把我治好了。
And then.Jesus came back and saw the paralyzed man walking in the temple.
所以到事后，耶稣看到这个瘫子在圣殿里面行走。
And Jesus says, "Sin no more."
然后耶稣就跟他说，不要再犯罪了。
I don't know the passage doesn't say what happened if the paralyzed man got upset, but he went ahead reported.Jesus to the Jews.
然后这个瘫子事后，跑到这个犹太人面前，向他们打报告说，哎，治好我的人是耶稣。
During the whole passage, during the whole situation, mentioning nothing about the paralyzed man when he was healed, praising God, and anything like that.
是在整段大段的经文中，从来没有提到说这个瘫子得到医治是因为他有信心，没提到过。
Not only that, when he was asked by the Jews, he didn't know who healed him. When Jesus came back, and he reported Jesus to the Jews.
不但不知道治愈他的人是谁，知道了以后，反而去跟这个犹太的这些领导们打小报告。
So, miracles happens, but not related to the belief or the faith in you. It's God's providence and divine.God's sovereignty. He heals you because he who he is.
所以奇迹能够发生，有的时候并不一定是因为你的信心，而是神的恩典，他愿意透过你能够实行这些奇迹。
So when we are practicing faithfully, first is judged by other is a very small thing.
所以当我们在实践中心的时候，有几个比较好使用的原则，其中一个就是被人论断是极小的事。
Do not go beyond what is written, the second one.
第二是不能够越过经上所写的。
It happens, we go beyond and add things to what's in the Bible.
Yeah, 我们常常是加上我们自己的东西在上面。
One of the things that when we study the Bible, try to refrain yourself from.Asking a question like this, what do you think it means to you?
当我们在做这个Bible 在做这个查经班的时候，最好不要问这个问题，就是说你觉得如何？
What do you think it means to you?
这个对你来说代表什么意义？
It's not what you think it means. It's what the Bible says.
这个不是说对你有什么意义，而是圣经所讲的是什么。
These are the passages I just quoted, showing that no, don't ever add your own idea to the Bible.
所以不要这些经文就是谈到说，不要在圣经的话语上多添加什么。
The third one that when we practice we have to pay attention that we do not boast in things that as if we did not receive.
所以我们在实践中心的时候，另外一个很重要的原则就是说，不要自夸领受的，仿佛不是领受的。
In verses 7 and 8, Paul says, For who sees anything different in you, what do you have that you did not receive? If then you receive, why do you boast as if you did not receive? Verse 8, Already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. Without us, you have become kings. And with that you did reign.So that we might share the rule with you.
所以这个保罗在第七节、第八节是讲说，使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？既然是领受的，为什么要自夸，好像不是领受的呢？你们已经饱足了，已经丰富了，不需要我们，你自己做王了。我恨不得你们真的做王，让我们也可以与你们一同做王。
So in verse 7, Paul reminds them not to boast what they have, for they are servants of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God.
保罗在第七节提醒他们，你们是主的仆人，神的管家，所以你们没有什么好自夸的。
In verse 8, Paul actually sarcastically admonished the Corinthians not to see themselves as higher than he ought to.
所以在这里，保罗就教训他们，哥林多教会说，不，你们已经得到很多了，所以不要自以为自己好像已经是了不起的，好像一个皇一个王一样。
That's right. Otherwise.They would go beyond what the identity as faithful servant that become kings.
不然的话，你资格到一个地步，把仆人的地位变成自己是做王的地位了。
Today, individually, collectively, God's ministry, some of us have often boast things as if we did not receive from God.
今天个人的或者团体的，我们很多时候在侍奉的时候。就好像有点自我膨胀了，然后自夸，好像我们所得的不是从神那里领受的。
Paul sarcastically hit the nail on the head.
所以保罗在这里是简直一针见血。
If a servant of Christ boasts about his ministry accomplishment as if he did not receive from God, he becomes king of his ministry.
所以人如果是自夸的话，好像 你自己不是领受的，你自己是做王的，非常危险。
So look at that. A triumphant ministry has three ingredients.
我们再来看一下，夸上的侍奉有三个主要的成分。
Serving Christ, managing the ministry of God, being faithful are the three ingredients.
好，三个主要的成分，第一是服侍基督，第二是管理神的奥秘，第三是具备忠心。
But when we practice, we're going to face difficulties.
但是当我们要实践这些的话，是会遇到一些困难的。
We must practice faithfully.
我们必须要训练，必须要多多的训练。
There are three principles. Judged by others is a very small thing.
所以帮助我们能够实践中心的有三样，三个有一些原则。第一个就是说，被人论断是件极小的事。
Do not go beyond what is written.
不要越过经上所写的。
This is very rampant in today's society.
今天在这个当今的世道中，这个是太多的事情了，太多的。
Individually, ministry, when we Look at the Bible, study the Bible, and when you preach, we get a lot of things not in the Bible and make our points.
很多时候我们在这个研读圣经的时候，发现了自我发挥了，就是讲出了很多不是圣经原来所要讲的东西。
So if you did that, and things happened, and what happened? You boast what you did. But Paul said, do not boast in things that as if you did not receive it.
所以保罗这里就是说，不要自夸领受的，好像不是领受的。
Let's look at the major things that we look at. There are three points, three important ingredients
所以我们再来看一下这三样主要的成分，夸胜的侍奉有三个主要的成分。
Number one, we are servant of Christ, we are serving Christ.
第一个，我们侍奉的是基督。
When you serve with other people, you may have disagreement, but we both serving Christ.
您与别人一起侍奉的时候，很可能有不同的意见，但是我们都是在侍奉基督。
If we both have the same mindset, we will not have disagreement.
如果我们都是同心合一的话，我们不应该有一些不同的见解，不同的不愉快的事件。
What happened if we did?
如果我们有呢？
Refrain from pushing your own point.
I'm sorry.
Refrain from pushing your own point.
就尽量把自己的那些意见拿开。
Maybe you table the item. Table, that means you put it aside. You don't try to pass it.
Okay, 把自己摆在一边。
So serving Christ is number one.
Okay,
have that mindset, have that identity, you are servant of Christ.
服侍基督是第一件事情，首要之事。
The second one, managing the ministry of God.
第二是管理神的奥秘。
Why is it ministry of God is the second one?
为什么管理神的奥秘是第二样呢？
What is the mission of being a Christian?
那身为基督徒他最大的这个任务是什么呢？
As a Christian, what is your mission?
身为基督徒您的任务是什么呢？
Have you ever heard of the Matthew 28?
你们听过马太福音28章？
The Great Commission is our purpose.
这个大使命，大家听过。
That's why managing the mystery of God is number two.
这也是为什么管理神的奥秘是第二重要的事情。
When it's managed, means you don't do without plan. You do with plan and strategy how to preach the gospel individually and also collectively in the church.
所以当我们要管理自己，表示说这个是一个有系统的有计划的，我们要知道怎么样去做行使个人的或整个团体的这个大使命。
Tending people's needs is not the most important thing, preventing is.
然后照顾别人的需要，帮人解决问题不是最重要的，而是让他们能够免于这些问题才是最重要的。
Number three, when we practice, we must be faithful.
第三样，当我们在实践中，我们必须要忠心。
Faithful means being accountable, do know exactly what the master said.
这个的忠心就是说，必须要知道主人要的是什么，照着主人的心意去做。
Those are the three ingredients.
三样组合。
If those three items become part of you,Then you're going to go to the goal of triumphant ministry.
如果您这三样都具备的话，你就可以有一个夸胜的侍奉。
But you're going to encounter problems.
但是我相信我们都会遇到问题的。
What happened with you? Face problems.
所以当您面对问题的时候，那怎么办呢？
We're going to fix it with the Word of God.
必须要以神的话语来面对这些困难。
This passage I missed because the first thing that we know that as a Christian, we can't do those things that we just mentioned. These three things.
我们也许做不到这三样。
One of the things that you have to look within yourself.
第一个就是
Why can't you do it? Why can't you change?
必须要自我省察你的内心，为什么我做不到？为什么我没法改变呢？
This thing is that when Jesus came out in the ministry, the first thing that he said was, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand."
所以当这个耶稣开始传道的时候，他说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
Because the ministry of Jesus is repent.
因为耶稣基督的事工就是要我们要能够悔改。
and accept him as Lord and Savior.
然后悔改，接受耶稣基督。
So come back to this if you have trouble having those three things. Look into yourself. Do you really trust Christ as Lord and Savior? And ask yourself, why can't you be a servant of Christ?
所以当你在实践这三样主要事情的时候，你要扪心自问，为什么你有这些困难？为什么你不能够悔改？为什么你改不掉呢？
In Romans 1:16 says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
这个罗马书一章十六节说，我不以福音为耻，这福音是神的大能，要救所有相信的。
The gospel.The gospel is the power of God.
对，这个福音就是神的大能。
Whoever believes will be saved, become not only children of God, but also servant of Christ.
如果能够相信的话，就能够得救，不但是成为神的儿女，而是成为神的仆人，神的好管家。
So let's review it again, the three ingredients.
所以我们再来复习一下。
Not only church, but also your personal life.
不但是教会的侍奉，同时你自己个人的侍奉。
Or your small group.
小组。
Or even the, your work.
甚至在你这个工作场所。
Three ingredients that to be triumphant from in ministering in that group.
花圣的侍奉有三个主要的成分。
Number one, serving Christ.
第一个，服侍基督。
Number two, managing the mystery of God.
第二个管理神的奥秘。
Number three, being faithful.
第三个就是具备忠心。
But when you see trouble, practicing faithfully.
但是你有问题的时候，就要实践这几个原则。
Number one, judged by others is a very small thing.
第一样，被人论断是件极小的事。
Do not go beyond what is written.
不要越过经上所说的、所写的。
Do not boast in things as if you did not receive it.
不要自夸领受的，仿佛不是领受的。
Have you thought about changing? Do you have anything
that
you need to change?
你有没有想到在什么地方你是可以改变的呢？
When was the last time you make an effort to change yourself?
您上一次立地下定决心要有所改变是什么时候呢？
Get rid of your bad habits.
把那些坏的习惯改掉吧。
And you think I don't have any bad habits?
那你说我很好啊，没有什么不好的地方。
That answer is a bad habit already.
你如果这样想的话，就是坏的，就是有问题的。
I'm human. I do make mistakes.
我也是个人，我也是犯了很多的错。
I have bad habits in ministry.
我也是在侍奉中有许多坏的毛病。
I have bad habits at home.
在家里也是很多坏毛病。
So do you.
嗯？ Yeah. 您也是。
I used to do nothing at home, but I changed.
我曾经在家里是当个甩手大掌柜，什么都不做，我现在改了。
I used to cook nothing at home, but I changed.
我曾经是在家里什么不进厨房的，我现在也改了。
I used to say my wife, I will never have pets in my home.
我曾经跟我太太说，我们家里是永远不能养宠物的啊。
But now I have two cats in my home.
我现在有两只猫。
I also I will never take care of them.
然后我跟我太太说，你养了我也不管的，我也不会替你管的。
But I changed.
现在也改了，也变了。
In church ministry, we focus a lot of negative things.
在教会我们常常着重在所谓的负面的东西，有的时候。
A lot of times we are quick to react to negative things.
所以，尤其是负面的东西，我们常常就是想要立刻反击，立刻做出回应。
Now I have learned to not to react it.
我现在学到功课就是不要马上的去回应。
Not to react to a negative email.
特别是收到一些比较负面的邮件电邮的时候，不要马上去反应，马上去回应。
Sometimes I wait days, even weeks, to try to make sure I responded correctly.
Yeah, nice. 有的时候我会等了好几天，甚至好几个礼拜才去回应，确定我是做出一个正确的回应。
I used to voice my opinion when I was serving a church a lot more than I do now.
Yeah, 我以前在侍奉的时候非常注重别人对我的反应，别人对我的批评，我现在不是那么在意的。
But now I focus more on teaching.
我现在主要专注在教导这个事工上面。
Because when I argue with you, you always think you are right, I'm wrong.
因为当我跟你争论的时候，对方的反应往往是认为就是说，哦，我是对的，你是错的。
In the heat of the moment, people don't think; they just react.
所以在这个激烈的这个状况中，人们的反应就是一种反应，而不是深思熟虑以后的结果。
They say things they didn't mean.
说出的话都是真的不是，就是冲口而出的，不是真心的。
People get hurt.
然后人就受到伤害，别人就受到伤害。
You get hurt, I get hurt.
你也受到伤害，我也受到伤害。
But God gave me something that if I teach from the Bible, God the Holy Spirit will change people from the heart.
所以，但是我觉得，当我在教导神的话语的时候，神的话带有圣灵的力量，让别人能够打心里能够改变，能够幸福。
You're willing, if you are willing, the Holy Spirit can change you.
如果您愿意的话，圣灵是能够改变你的。
Hardness of the heart is an old thing with pharaohs.
Yeah, 心里刚硬的话是已经是过去的事了。
I hope that you are not the modern day pharaoh.
讲到这个法老王的心里刚硬，希望您不是二十一世纪的法老。
Think about today's message.And hopefully it would help you.
您好好的思想和今天的信息，希望它能够对您有所帮助。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
In the next 30 seconds, I hope you think about things that we just look at today.
在底下的三十秒钟，我希望您能够仔细地想一想我们今天所讲到的信息。
The three things that reminds us that we have to change to have a triumphant ministry.
能够做出一个夸胜的侍奉，是有主要三个主要的成分。
Are you a servant of Christ, serving God, serving Christ?
你有在服侍的是主耶稣基督吗？
Are you practicing faithfully?
你有在忠心的实践吗？
Are you managing the mission of God?
你有在管理这个神的福音吗？神的奥秘吗？
Are you a faithful servant?
你是不是一个忠心的仆人呢？
If you have anything that you want to change, I give you.The next 15 seconds that you pray to God, that ask God, the Holy Spirit, to change you.
如果您有些事情你觉得你需要改变的话，我会给您一个15秒的时间，你可以自己跟神去讲话。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢您，为今天感谢您。
We thank you for your word.
感谢您的话语。
Because your word is the sword of the Spirit.
因为您的话语就是属灵的来源。
May each one of us be prompted by the Holy Spirit to change from our old habits and be a better servant or steward in Christ Jesus.
所以叫我们每个人就能够从这个老我中能够心意更新而变化，成为一个更好的主的仆人，主的管家。
It is because we are called to manage the mystery of God, which is the gospel.
因为我们被呼召是为了管理属神的奥秘，也就是您的福音。
Triumphant ministry is your glory.
能够有一个可夸胜的这个事工是您的荣耀。
We pray all these in the name of Christ Jesus.
我们以奉靠主耶稣基督的名
，Amen.
祷告，阿门。